Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Rabbi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Chel Ret Mechel Zichrono Lebracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha, and learning in the Shul this week graciously sponsored Lilei Nishmas Getzel Ben Yecheskel Mendel and Lilei Nishmas Moshe Yisrael Ben Mordechai. We are in Sefer Tehillim when today we are going to cover Mizmor Mem Ches, and we previously discussed the defeat of all the nations that were hostile to Am Hashem to Hashem, which will take place in the Imos HaMashiach, and we called to all those who were faithful to Hashem to gather in the Eretz Yisrael and in the city of Yerushalayim. And here, in Perek Mem Ches, we're going to discuss the beauty of Yerushalayim, which now is in its state of destruction. Its reconstruction is not just going to be an architectural feat, it will also signal an era of renewal. And this becomes the Shir Shal Yom of Monday, or the second day of creation, because on the second day of creation, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem separated between the heavenly and the earthly components, and he ruled over both. And so therefore, that rulership is there and identified on the second day. Furthermore, the Medrash says that on the second day, there was Machlokes, and that's the day that there was division that was created between the upper and lower waters. And this was all the source, Rabbeinu Bahai explains, this was the source of all difficulty and fighting that exists in the world. And so therefore, the Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person is born on the second day of the week, that person will be a bad-tempered individual, because that's when the waters tend to break apart. And so therefore, this is the Shir Shal Yom of Monday. Shir Mizmor B'nei Korach, of course, it's a song with musical accompaniment, for B'nei Korach, Gadol Hashemu Meholam Me'od, Bir Elokeinu Har Kodesho. Hashem is great and much praised. And in the future, Hashem's name will be restored to the former size of greatness, and he'll be Meholam Me'od. Right now he's Melech Meholal, and in the future he'll be Meholam Me'od. And he is in the city of Hashem, and the great mountain. When the Ir Elokeinu is inhabited and built up, that's when Hashem is Gadol, says the Al-Shech. But when it's destroyed and the Beis HaMikdash is in ruins, so then it's Har Kodesho. Then he is praised even more. It's bare. So Har Kodesho, then he's praised. Then previously, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash still remains even while the Mikdash is in ruins, despite the intensity, and it demonstrates the intensity of Hashem's Holy Spirit. Take a look and think about that for a minute. Har Kodesho, on the great mountain of Hashem, nations of the world also have tried to establish some degree of spirituality. It's misguided, but one should think about the fact that there is an awareness of something about that place. Yefeinov mesos kol haaretz hartzion yark de tzafon kiras melech rav. Fairest of sights, yefeinov, says Rashi and the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, that section, yefeinov mesos kol haaretz, it's the joy of all the earth, says the Gemara. It's the praise of the atmosphere, the very air of Eretz Yisrael is makim. Har Tzion Yark De Tzafon Kiryas Melech Rav, the mountain of Tzion, by the northern sides, the city of the great king, it is the beauty. Now, where is there a simcha in Yerushalayim? A person who came into the city troubled by the burden of Aveira, says Rashi, in the Beis HaMikdash he brought a chatas, or an asham, and that atonement that came about from offering the korban, that absolved him of its averos, and so he left with a sense of joy. And when we had the communal sacrifices, the communal korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, they were a source of bracha for us in that situation. Mesos kol haaretz, it was the joy of the earth. And Ha'atziel Ni'ark Te'itzafon, as Sforno explains, that the land of Israel are strategically located in the center of the Middle East, between the great northern land masses of Europe and Asia. And so these two continents, which are the cradles of civilization, derive their cultural and intellectual treasures flowing from Yerushalayim. Rashi says that the simcha of Yerushalayim is the joy of the karbanos. They were also brought where? B'shachato so, al yerecham is be'ach tzafona. Like we'll read in this week's parasha, it's always brought on the north, There's a great power to the north, and this is the city of the king, and this is the Beis David, and that's the duality of Yerushalayim, the Kedushas Yerushalayim, but also the political influence of Yerushalayim. Elokim be'armin osa noda lemizgav. We should just know that God in the palaces is known as the strong hold, right? The fact that in Yerushalayim, which Hashem is known, and that will only be fully appreciated in the future, where Hashem's presence will be very close to the inhabitants of the city. The kings assembled when we had the battle of Gog and Magog to attack Yerushalayim, says Rashi. At that point, the nations of the world will recognize that Hashem is the stronghold of the city. Avru Yachdav, they came to pass together, they came together at each other, between the feud between Yehuda and Aseres HaShvatim, it brought the kings together. Heimaro King Tamau, they saw and they were astounded when the kings who attacked Yerushalayim witnessed the wondrous feats which Hashem performed in battle against the enemies. They were astounded on the one hand and terrified on the other, says Radak. Nifhalu Nechpazu, they were terrified and they ran away in haste. Radach Hazasam Sham, Chil Kayaleda. The trembling gripped them there in the very place where they tried to and thought they were going to shecht thousands of Jews and take away their treasures. They got terror before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Radak. Beruach Kadim Tishaber Anios Tarshish, with an east wind, you smashed the ships of Tarshish. And of course, the mighty storm winds, which will stir up turbulence in the sea, you smash the ships of Tarshish. Tarshish, of course, we talked about during the Yamim Noraim season on Yom Kippur. We recognized that Tarshish represented Olam Hazeh. It represented this world, where people think that they're going to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we figured out at that point in time was that one can't run away. Even in the most far-flung areas of life, one can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there as well. Kasher shamanu kein ra'inu bi'ir Hashem tzvakos bi'ir Elokeinu Elokim yechonenah ad olam sela. As we heard, so we saw in the city of Hashem, of legions, in the city of our God, may Hashem establish it to eternity. On the day when Am Yisrael will witness the downfall of the enemies, they should pay homage to Hashem at that point in time. All the nevuos of Nechama, we're going to see they already came true in our city. As the Radak says, in this war, Hashem acts as Elokeinu, as Elokim Shalanu, to bring a verdict in our favor against the enemies to destroy. Diminu Elokim Chazdecha, we hoped for your kindness, right? In the midst of your sanctuary. Originally, we imagined your kindness would be confined to your mikdash, and now we see it overflowed to the edges of the earth, and certainly to the edges of the land. Just like your name, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. There is a tzedek that's in your right hand. May Heart Zion be very happy on that day of victory, when the inhabitants of Zion will be happy. And let the Yerushalayim's daughters, since Yerushalayim is the mother city, the cities around her are like the daughters, says Ibn Ezra. And the Man Mishpatecha, because of the punishments you gave out to the nations who assaulted the general area. So Butzion Vekifua, walk around Zion and encircle her. Rashi says this pasuk is going to be addressed to those who are going to be engaged in the reconstruction of Yerushalayim. They're told to calculate exactly how many soaring towers are necessary to have that sense of the reconstruction. Sifrul Migdalea, count the towers. Rosh Hashanah Falar says counting the towers is part of the routine care of the fortress. Shisu Libchem Lechela Pasco Arminosea, mark her ramparts, raise up her palaces. So that you could go ahead and recount it to succeeding generations. And what are you going to tell them? And the Medrash says that the human heart should ordinarily be spelt as Libavchem, not Libchem, because it has two parts. It has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, but the heart of Malachim is Libchem. And we are being told that Lechela, that there's a chil and a choma, there's a low wall within a high wall, and raise up the palaces, since the city of Yerushalayim would seem to be terribly cramped for space. We'll see how many palaces are going to fit into the city. And so therefore, it appears that they're all going to be floating. When you think about these beautiful palatial apartment buildings that are going up all over the city of Yerushalayim, so that everyone will be able to find a place there, and no one will be able to say, Tarli Hamakom Hazeh, then no one will be able to say, it'll be too hard for me to be in this place. And that they will continue to talk about it for the future generations. Gizel Okim Elokeinu Olam Va'ed, Hu Yinageinu Amos, what we're going to teach those future generations is that this is our God. Forever and ever, He's going to guide us like children. This is one of the great opportunities that we have, and hopefully when we are zocheh to it, whether it's on a Monday or the rest of the Jewish calendar, right, we will always make it our business to offer praise to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone have a great day, and a Chodesh Tov Umvorach.